It's just like we have a proper conversation because we keep finding the right notes down and then we're missing what you're saying or...
Okay,
yeah. We're writing notes and we're not listening to you.
So, do you want to...
Yeah, so I would just say to you, because we are running a wee bit late,
yes,
that this will go off with a nice wee alarm, but it's a wee tingly one, so it's not awful.
That's all right.
And that just means that we need to wrap up in five minutes, just so you know. So... If I can just say to you, thinking about the 11-day programme, what did you expect from doing it? What did you expect to get out of it?
I was expecting it to be linked to the Royal and how the leadership and the management, we were to work within a leadership role. I had done a leadership course, so we did have a bit of an insight into some of the content of what would be included within a leadership programme. But my expectations was that it would link within what I was doing within my work and give me some, you know, good insights into that. So which you did. Yeah.
Right. So what do you think were the main insights you got out of it? Would you say?
I think every single topic I did, there was learning from each. I think some of the strongest sort of days and topics. One was about, and it really made me realise, I was quite new within this organisation when I started, was about widening your network.
Right.
And it did really make me realise I did have quite a small network and I was going to the same people who possibly weren't the correct people to go to for the information.
Right, okay.
And I made a deliberate effort after that session to really widen the network, and from that I got so much benefit from that actually.
Right, okay.
And much better links, and I've just continued to do that.
All right, okay.
So I was relying on going to the people I knew.
Yeah, I think we had all recognised that.
So for me at the time when I started in the organisation, and that was what I think it was about the second or third session we did. It was quite hairy, wasn't it? It was one of the most influential for me in the position I was in.
Right, okay.
And that was really good.
Can you think of any particular examples where that widening the network helped?
I was doing work at the time. I'm trying to think who it was. It was around that I was doing work around a project for the heart failure service.
Right, okay.
And we were just trying to bid for money for funding. And I'd sort of linked in with just people I knew from heart failure. Mm. And I made a deliberate effort after that to link in with different heart failure consultants and different line managers and things like that, and actually got a collective meeting together of the people around a table, and it just took me so many steps forward. I've been struggling for a number of weeks, and it was really productive.
I was just wondering, did that meeting result in any change in the organisation?
Well, it has, and I think what it's enabled, we secured the funding to expand the service, and it's enabled for the heart failure service. We're taking clinics that are currently and have been delivered for many years within the hospital that are going to be delivered out in the community.
Excellent.
But this piece of work they've been trying to do this for I think about 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's really been unproductive, they've not been able to get the accused in the community to work together, and the CCG to agree the fund and whatever else to enable this to actually happen. And I think it's definitely enabled, and I think my position in there has enabled a lot more communication and trust maybe between the acute trust and the CCGs and the two working together to pull a service out. So it's been really successful. We're actually just recruiting at the moment with the aim to start the service in January.
Excellent.
So that was a really
so do
really
you think
positive.
That came out of the course?
think it maybe it'd have got there, but it'd have got there
slower.
Slower.
Right. Okay.
But it made me, as I came out of that session, I thought, this is where I'm going wrong with this heart, because it was also going quite negatively with the heart.
Right.
And I thought, I need to widen
my network.
Yeah, and get different people and more people involved.
Okay.
People who I didn't know, really.
Right, okay.
That's again sticking to.
Yeah. So that's quite clear a change in how you've approached your job. Can you think of any other changes, perhaps, in how you've approached your job?
Do you know, I actually made good networks from the sessions as well, and in fact, going on from meeting in the session, there was somebody from the labs who was in our group, and we had just a day text that had happened, an incident that had happened where IGRA samples hadn't been processed, and they'd been delivered into the lab, and from the day I made a link, and I liaised with this person who put me in touch with other contacts, and we were able to put a new process in place, and we've introduced a new style of bag, that when staff now bring IGRA samples up to the hospital, that they go into, so they're distinguished from other blood samples because they've got to be processed within a 4-hour period.
Right, okay.
What had happened with this sample is it had just been left with normal blood samples hadn't been processed till the next day, and therefore it was too late and couldn't be processed. But it was a really high risk group of patients with TB testing. So I linked with people through course and got a meeting together, and we said, well, this can't happen, what can we put in place to stop this from happening again, because it had been happening, it's just been happening for a number of months. So that's what we've done, we've put this new style of.
That must have saved the trust a fair bit of time and money.
Well, and it's a public health initiative, really.
Right,
as well.
Okay.
If you think, because
yes, of course.
These are people with, if
they've
got positive
TB,
at risk, putting the rest of the community at risk. And what made it even more complex, they were immigrants who leave Liverpool. They arrive as an asylum seeker. They get the TB testing in Liverpool, seen by a GP, and then they move to wherever around the country, so it's really hard then. It's not as easy
to
just
find them again,
and repeat the blood sample,
of course,
because they're just dispersed across the country.
Right, okay.
So it's really important that we got
this done in the 4-hour window.
And those samples.
Right, okay.
So.
Okay, no, I understand that.
Yeah, so that was positive. Yeah.
Is there anything specific about the course that you think helped that networking and that transfer into work? Anything about the way the course was done or that you think helped?
In the way that you mean it was delivered?
Both, I suppose, in the content and in the delivery. Anything that strikes you that you found particularly helpful to do these things afterwards?
I suppose for that, that was all about still widening my network, wasn't it, really, and linking in with
specific people
that,
I suppose, you met in the course, wasn't it, as well? Was it just the fact that you're sort of different people mixed, do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe it's because, I was able to be put in touch with the correct person straight away, who would be to, I could link with. It was just great that I spoke to her on the course
about it, and
we could put it into place. I call, sorry.
No, okay. You know the reflection you had to do in the course?
Yeah.
How did you find that?
I found it quite easy to do at the end when I went. But what I'd like to have done was done them as it had gone through.
Right.
So literally, I think what would be better is if you do a session and then do your reflection.
Right, okay.
After that session and then submit it.
Right.
Because it was just 11 sessions, it's remembering them, isn't it? So it took me longer because I was going back through my notes. But then what I reflected from each of them, I then found quite easy once I did backtrack and look through.
Yeah, okay. So, really helpful, thanks.
And I didn't find it too much work either.
Right, okay.
Good.
Yeah. Johan, did you have any particular questions?
Yeah, just one. Jane, so except this, what you have already mentioned, if you have to do this course all over again, what would you like to be different?
I think to have the reflections as well. Maybe if we had to do something as we went along that we showed how we were linking it to our work and how, so I don't know, maybe when the start of the next session you come back with ideas, or at the end of the first session that we start to discuss them and make ideas and notes of how you feel. You can use what you've been taught within the lesson, or how you can link that within your work. And I just think it just consolidates you and make you put some actions in place to.
We have introduced that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you reflect and say how you're going to use what you've learnt, and then next month you come back and say, this is what I did and how I did it and how it went. And is there anything else that you can think of that? Was there anything that you were hoping to get out of the course that we didn't do?
No, not really. No, I think the finance that was a really good session. You know, where we had
Jim
come and gave a talk as well. I found that really relevant. That was really
brilliant.
Really helped with my understanding of the trust, the big picture of the finance of the organisation, and you know where everything sits. That was a really good. My head's full of winter pressures. Initiatives for winter pressures, and I'm trying to think of all the different.
No, this has been very helpful,
and
to be honest.
Remind me some more of the sessions.
So we did team building and understanding yourself and influencing skills, and there was the HR one, those whole systems working, strategy, performance management.
Yeah, I mean, I think that looking at your personalities and your staff's personalities and how you work and encourage and motivate your staff to enable a foot. I think that's really interesting, isn't it? And I think it's good to do that, to take that step back, and not just when you're looking
in the middle
to
of it.
Change something or to introduce, to give yourself that opportunity to consider which are the best people to work with and how to approach it differently with different people. I think that's definitely a really good something that I use now that I didn't used to.
Right, okay.
So that's I do approach things differently with my staff, and not just collectively with, in the same way with.
Yeah.
More, I think about their personalities now, the best way to approach with them. So.
Right, okay.
And I do notice that works better.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is more positive.
Yeah. Interesting. If I were to say to you, and this is my final question, and then I'll see if you have any questions. If I was to say to you, so playing devil's advocate, somebody says to you, that course costs an awful lot of money, and it would be much better if we just had people out there in the community doing the job, what would you say?
I think that's the total wrong way to approach. Most of us working within the trust, and as we go up into senior positions, are nurses by backgrounds or physios, very clinical focused people, and the NHS, it's such a big organisation, and for it to survive and thrive, and for us to do things correctly, take things forward for our patients, and we've got to have those skills to understand how to lead and manage, and take your services, your departments, the NHS forward into the future. And if we're not given those skills and we're not equipped with those leadership skills, it's going to fail, isn't it? So I think it's really important and I think there hasn't been enough in the past, and I think it is really important that everyone is recognising now that the managers and leaders, most of them within the organisations, are coming from clinical backgrounds, so they have to be equipped with the skills to enable them to do the job properly, really. And I think courses like this gives you that ability and that knowledge and skill to do that.
Thank you.
So I think it is really important.
And
I'm sure I think the money it can save by you working more productively as a leader and a manager, and the skills you've gained.
Yeah. Well, just the examples that you've talked about from networking there, they're really positive, and that saved money, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you any questions you'd like to ask us?
No.
Just want to get your breath back. I'm really sorry, it's a bit rushed.
It's okay.
Jen, you mentioned your portfolio. Will it be possible for us to get access to your portfolio as well?
Have you sent it in?
Rather than just send the link?
No, I sent the link to Carolyn, so she submitted the link.
Right, she only asked to submit the link. She doesn't submit the portfolio.
If I sent it to you,
that would be brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks very much.
Yeah,
really appreciate your time, Jane.
Sorry.
You're all right. I'm not sorry, I think we all know what the parking can be like in hospitals.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
So I'm just stopping this.